Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Did you hear that, Keith? In your face. Man, guess I got that one wrong. Not so fast, my friend. Stand by it. Stand by it.
I do love the response where people are like, well, Marshan said it's not a thing, so right. Like, obviously Keith's wrong. It's like, yeah, no, you know what I expected was for Marshan to come right out and be like, yeah, you know what? Every single thing he said was true.
Yeah.
And we don't get along. That's what I expected.
I know we have a very smart audience. The people that listen to us are very intelligent, very different than the people who have been DMing me nonstop on Twitter and Instagram. So I know I'm just preaching to the choir here with the smart people, but just ask yourself this question. In this scenario, who's more likely to be lying? Me or him?
You want clicks, Keith. You want clicks.
With all due respect to the Bruins, if I just wanted clicks and if I just wanted attention, wouldn't I make up Patriot stories or NFL stories?
Yeah, one would think there's
something along those lines.
There are teams that are probably, you know, have a bigger following in town. If you really wanted clicks, then the it is a weird side of the street to play
also,
for clicks.
And not to be that guy, but again, people are flying in out of nowhere, be like, this guy's making it up. Like, I've never made up anything. I'm not going to make up anything. It makes no sense for me to make. We have plenty of things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, on Friday, we were talking about Vrabel and Ben Johnson and Wild Card Weekend, Celtics games. We were talking about the Bruins losing streak. That alone was enough of a topic. And then I got this information from someone I've gotten a lot of information from. And I'm like, I'm going to pass this along. And then people lost their minds about it, including the player at hand who was asked about it. We'll get into what he had to say. But yeah, I was shocked. I've had a bunch of Bruins stuff, and not to do like the resume thing every single time.
But
I feel like we have to sometimes.
I think because of what Marchand said, you do have to.
It sounds like, oh, this guy's just making stuff up, and like you want to like live in facts. It's like, okay, like Jim Montgomery being fired, I had before anybody else announced it.
And
Joe Sacco being the interim
and the replacement. You had both.
Before anybody else had it. You can go back to Pastrnak contract stuff, Swayman contract stuff, trade deadline stuff from a couple of years ago, a bunch of different injury things. There's been a lot of Bruin stuff, and it's been 100% true. So what a weird thing to just now lie about it. Like, I'm not lying. I'm not making it up. In fact, I feel like that is such a wild thing to do. Like, what's the point? What's the win there
no.
I made that up?
No, clearly.
And how could I even think to make that up?
Clearly the win is getting everybody, getting the whole hockey world mad at you, and eyeballs is what it is.
Anybody with hashtag NHL Bruins in their bio, get them mad at me, calling me a liar, telling me to lose my job because their captain said I shouldn't have a job.
Correct.
Which is also such a baby response. Like, that's embarrassing. You know, there's been a lot of like, oh, Brad Marchand's losing it on the ice. I'm not even talking about that. Off the ice, think he's losing. Because everyone's like, oh, this guy saw you sharp as a tack. You don't want to trash talk with Marchand. But like, if he's calling for your job, like that's his thing, it's
look,
pathetic.
You know me. I love Marchand.
Yeah.
Or at least
I know.
At least I used to.
Not anymore.
But he seems shook. That whole organization.
Shooketh.
Thank you.
That's
the whole
organization
seems shooketh. So it's Jones and Keefe. You're going to hear Mike Vrabel live here at noon. We're going to get back to the Patriots. What happened with Wild Card Weekend? But if you have thoughts on this whole back and forth, Keith v. Marchand, Marchand v. Pastrnak, the Bruins, 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. Let's play some Marchand.
So basically, real quick, the report was essentially that Pastrnak is causing problems in the locker room and doesn't want to play in a line with Marchand and, you know, the team. And this was at the time I got this info, they had lost 5 in a row. Then they went out and lost a 6th in a row. I know they won on Saturday. That's great. No problems here. They won a game.
Yeah, I thought Pasta was the problem.
But, like, they got a coach fired earlier in the season. And so even to suggest that there's turmoil in the locker room, I feel like the bigger story would be everything's fine. But anyway, this was my report, or scoop, as it were. Mm-hmm. And he was asked about it after practice.
There was a radio report this morning that I know you're aware of.
Yeah.
Pasta doesn't want to play in a line with you. I'm just trying to get your reaction.
Well, yeah, I've heard, you know, what was said in the media this morning. You know, it's unfortunate. I know reporters have a job to do, and, you know, that job is to report on the team, and usually you try to be fact-based. But when there's just blatant lies told in the media, that's where there's a problem. And the fact that this guy has a platform and he's just making stuff up is embarrassing. And
I would argue this response is embarrassing, and it gets more embarrassing as it goes. But I've never made up anything before, mm-hmm. right? We just went over all the different Bruins things. So what a weird thing all of a sudden. This is the long con. I'm going to have all these other things 100% right about the Bruins, and then I'm gonna lie to everybody.
Well, and
then I'm going to throw fake stuff at you.
I think one of the things that maybe he's not aware of, and if he isn't, shame on him, and a lot of the people following Brad Marchand aren't aware of, is your track record on the Bruins, because he goes on to be very critical about,
yeah,
oh, you'll never hear from him again. He'll go back to where nobody hears from him. I mean, Brad, he's had a lot of stuff right about your team, your right. locker room, and but I think he made a mistake on
this is also where I come down, where it's like, it can't be both things. Either it's a some loser who doesn't know anything, and yet we're going to turn this into the biggest story on the team. If it was really, truly somebody that didn't know anything, why would you even address it? Or, and people would argue, well, a reporter asked him about it. All right, so the reporters on the beat feel like it's worth asking.
But it sounds like he wanted to talk about it. You hear the question there. It's like, yeah. I know you're aware of it. Like they knew he wanted to talk about it.
But I think it's because it got way too close. He didn't think this was going to get out there, and so he's upset about it. But my point is, if it's somebody that doesn't know anything, you wouldn't even discuss it. And if it's somebody that does know something, you're like, oh, crap. Like, now we have to kind of try to get out in front of it a little bit.
The way to make it look like it's a non-story is do what you claim to do with Pasta and laugh it off. But you did the opposite of that.
And then telling us how much you laughed it off. Like, okay, sure you did. But no, the easiest thing to ever do in this situation, it would have been two sentences and it would have moved on. And it may have made me look bad, is if you just said, look, our problems are on the ice right now. Not off the ice. Like, we need to get back. No idea where that report came from.
Yeah.
Instead, this guy shouldn't have a job. Like, I know reporters have a job to do, but, like, this guy shouldn't have one. It's embarrassing. We're best friends. It's like, okay, pal.
Okay.
Doth protest too much.
You're doing too much. I agree.
There's zero truth to anything that he said on the radio. This is how you lose a job very quickly. The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
I do agree with him on that. I got my guy Marshy's back.
This is really where
it is crazy you're here today.
This is where he really loses it. Yeah. Like, this is insane. So basically, if any news person or any reporter ever got something wrong, they're done. So if Adam Schefter said something wrong, he should be fired. If poor Diana Russini ever said something that wasn't true, she'd be long gone. Like, that's the thing. So if you make one mistake, then, and I'm not saying I did. I'm saying, in this scenario, if I made one mistake, that would knock the track record down to like 99% right. I'm not saying that's the case here. But if I did get one wrong, you lose your job.
Yeah.
Hypothetical. Hypothetical.
That's why I don't report anything.
Let's say, that's true. Complete hypothetical. Let's say you screwed up a line change and you cost your team a Stanley Cup. Should you lose your job? It's only one mistake.
Yeah.
You cost your team a Stanley Cup, which is like the best, like the biggest prize you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you fudged up a line change. Hypothetically, in 2019, you lose your job for that? No, one mistake.
No. You get to be captain of the team. No. Let's say,
and then everybody blames Tuukka.
Let's say you like low bridge a player, and injure them, and or you know slew foot, player after player after
player,
and then
slew foot, and then another slew foot.
Yeah.
Let's say you lick another player on the ice. Did you lose your job for that? Lose your job for that?
No, I didn't. No. I'd empower that person to be captain. Yeah. Personally,
keep licking them.
Yeah,
keep licking them out there.
Because Pass and I are best friends. We've had an incredibly close relationship for a long time. The only reason we don't play together is so that we can spread depth throughout the lineup. There's zero truth to him being a problem in the room. He's one of the most loved guys in the room. There's zero issues in the room at all.
Stop. There's zero issues in the room at all like
he
that.
Got a coach fired earlier in the year.
That's another example of like, yeah. now you're lying, Brad.
You're doing way too much.
It's like, okay, Pasta's popular in the room. Maybe. You didn't even say with him, but okay, Pasta's popular in the room. There's zero problems in your dressing room. You just lost six in a row.
But also, like, just because you were friends or are friends, like teammates, like, and Greg was talking about this morning. There is a different dynamic now that Brad Marchand is the captain, that David Pastrnak is the highest paid player on the team. Mm-hmm. Like, things kind of shift. And if you're just watching the games, just with your eyeballs, you'll see times where Pastrnak does something that drives you nuts. As talented as he is, as skilled as an unbelievable goal scorer as he is, there are times where, whether it's a turnover, not getting back defensively, whatever it might be, you kind of go nuts. Shouldn't the captain say something to him? And if he doesn't, what kind of captain are you? But this is what's also crazy to me. This is, and a lot of people are saying this too, if Brad Marchand and the Bruins came out against New York, Toronto, and Tampa half as hard as they came out against me, maybe they wouldn't be in this mess.
That's true.
Like, he's turning this versus me, which is fine. And if that's what you want to do, but maybe captain your team better. Maybe be more accountable in not having your coach get fired, having the worst power play in franchise history, finding a way to miss the playoffs potentially, the way the season's trending right now. But if you're pissed about this and you're like, oh, me and Pasta are best buds, even your best buds doesn't mean you see eye to eye with all the time.
Of course not.
In fact, like your actual best friends, I'm sure you get into fights and squabbles and things like that all the time.
Look, I believe Keith. I believe you on this.
Of course.
But when he says there's zero problems in the room, get out of my face.
Like you're doing now. You're going overboard.
So that to me,
which is sort of a theme here.
That was a very telling comment there. But keep going. Yeah.
There's zero issues in the room at all.
No.
And the fact that they say that he's in the center of anything is a completely fabricated lie. So this guy has zero merit.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anything he's saying, it's very frustrating because this is what happens. Obviously, we have not pulled our weight this year. We have not had the season that we've wanted to have.
Okay, if I have zero merit, let's play this out. Let's play out this game.
Yeah.
Zero, who cares?
Yeah, laugh it off.
Like, if I got offended by everything every loser said to me, like on like Twitter, or it's you lose your mind. But then you have to realize, all right, who's saying this? So if I'm some loser with no merit and like shouldn't have a platform, why are you taking it so seriously? Why are you so upset about
it?
Like, maybe because it's really true.
Like, hypothetically,
yeah.
If a bunch of former media members were lining up and criticizing you, Keith, like, hypothetically,
yeah.
You could clap back at it, or you could just kind of laugh it off. Hypothetically, if a bunch of former media members out there.
Dude, they were coming out of the woodwork. What is that about? It's so weird. Like, so I'm hearing it from the Bruins themselves, which I at least half get. They're being asked about it, and the story's about them. Bruins fans that just, you know, have pictures of Marchand as their avatar, so I wonder whose side they're on. But then there's like a handful of former media members. Former media members that are taking shots at me too, which is crazy. Let me pull one of these up. Let me pull one of these up real quick.
You could. I don't know which one this is going to be. Is this the one who used to pretend to go to morning skate?
Yes. So there's a guy that used to pretend to go to morning skate, and he was lying about it. And
yeah, he put the byline like wherever the team was, and he wasn't even there. This guy,
actually, let me get to it because he quotes one of the things coming up.
Oh, good,
so
good,
he
good,
quotes
good, good.
One of it. And
it's not the one who wasn't asked to be on the other station anymore, right? It's not that one.
No, it's not that guy.
It's not the one who used to work in this time slot.
No, not that guy either.
It's not the one who
former Celtics sideline reporter.
It's not that one either.
Turned into a troll.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
No, not him. But they're coming out of the woodwork, these guys. And apparently, they all just want Brad Marchand to like them.
Good,
but I'm not going to let some random guy come in the media and just spit absolute nonsense. And so, I mean, from this point forward, this guy has zero credibility.
Yeah.
I, of course, had a ton before. Like, I was Mr. Credibility. That's what they called me.
They were talking about it on Noodles and O-Dog. So
I think
you got credibility.
They were talking about it on TSN.
Yep.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he's coming out with this is ridiculous. It's embarrassing. You know, it just, anything that he puts forward in the future is now not going to be deemed as truth because he's completely just making all of this up.
Okay. I am not making this up. He's obviously very upset about this, but again, I think the track record kind of speaks for itself on this. If this was the first time I took a shot at a Bruins report or any kind of report, then I get it. Like, open season, even if I was 100% confident like I am in this, I could see plenty of people being like, where is this coming from? This is like a radio host. Like, why would he even have this? And so Marchand now being like, well, starting now, like, don't listen to this guy, even though everything else he was saying was right before.
Right. Like, if he came out with a scoop that was like, Claude Julien's getting fired and Cam Neely's going to replace him, and it kind of came out of left field, maybe don't trust that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With your track record, I would trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's unfortunate if he would have done some kind of fact. He probably just made this up. If not, if he would have fact checked, he would have found out that it's all nonsense. But yeah, there's zero truth to this. It's ridiculous that now that we even have to address it. I wasn't going to address it. I wasn't going to talk about it. But
I'm
not going to let it become something that it's not. So this guy can go pound sand, go back to the closet where no one knew where he was before.
Huh.
What is that insinuating?
I don't know.
Go back in the closet? Can he flesh that out a little bit for me? What is he saying by that?
Yeah, speaking of spreading rumors, Brad.
So the
you want to talk about somebody who has no credibility speaking on something they don't know about.
So the guy who used to cover the Bruins and used to say he went to morning skates when he didn't, he tweeted out, my fave line. Good start. From Brad Marchand going off on a bunch of Bruins nonsense from @Keefe21. And then it's the go pound sand, go back in the closet where nobody knew you before. So I was like, dude, seriously? And then you know what's funny?
Go pound sand is a good line.
What's funny about this guy?
You got to give him that.
His Twitter avatar, well, it's a picture of himself, but then his Twitter header, it's him and Brad Marchand.
Classic.
Like, for real, you can't make it up. Like, his best buddy.
Was that on a morning skate? Probably not.
Probably not.
No, it was probably taken somewhere else.
Maybe photoshopped.
Yeah.
Like, just get one of me and Brad. No, we don't have one because I'm never around.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I'll just do that.
Like, AI search real quick.
But, like, these guys, it's like, it's sad. But here, there's even more. So it's unfortunate we even have to spend time doing this, but, like, I'm not done.
Yeah.
Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
And report on nothing because that's what he's going to be doing after this.
Brad, just a quick follow-up to that. Stuff is said all the time on social media and to the media. Why was it important for you to
come? Yeah, I don't care about what people say on social media.
No.
That's their opinion. But for him to go on the media and speak about it as it's fact and as it's truth.
Good point. I did go on the media. Like, when you're right, Brad.
Yeah.
I went on the media.
He's got you there.
So, touche.
Yeah.
And I said these things.
And to have a conversation about this. And the problem is that it reaches a lot of people on the radio station that it was on or wherever it was put out.
Do you know where it was put out or do you not? I feel like he knows enough about it, but not enough about it. He's trying to pretend like he doesn't.
He's trying to walk a line where I was told about this. I don't really care about this, but I have to address it.
Watch it and hear it and listen to it.
Right, where clearly he's the one who wanted to respond to this. He's the one who's making a big stink about it. And, you know, maybe you believe him out there. Maybe you believe him and you don't believe Keith. And I guess that's fine. I would believe Rich, but you don't have to. Maybe you believe him. I think that's pretty clear that he wanted to address this. He knows a lot more about it, but he is trying to pretend like, somebody just kind of put it on my radar. I just wanted to put it out. But he probably watched it and rewatched it.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who seeked it out and wanted to address it.
And it's not going to become a story because it's not what's going on. And
you've made it the biggest story on the team, I feel like, this season.
So
this is
much,
a massive story.
So much more of a story.
I had no clue it was going to, like, go into this. I thought we were going to talk about it on our show a little bit. it might get brought up. I'm sure it get passed on to them. I had no idea where it was going to go.
No. So good
and
job.
And then it kind of launched.
Good job putting the fire out, Brad.
Yeah. like you made it a story, and we're not done.
You know, if they're... Our issues that need to be dealt with, we would deal with them internally, but that's not the case in this situation. Yeah, there's things that we need to fix, and there's things that we need to improve moving forward, but that's not one of them.
When you become aware of something like that, do you go to David and say, hey, this is...
Yeah, we laughed about it. We had a really good laugh about it. You know, we've been making fun of each other all day on the ice. You know, he even came with me after practice. We were playing a keep-away drill. He said, you came after my puck, and then you realized that there's a story out there, so you turn away, went
good
the other way.
Hilarious.
You know? So, again, we have a phenomenal relationship. Our wives, our kids have great relationships. So, you know, we have no issues laughing about that and then putting this to bed.
So that was Friday after practice. Friday night.
Oh, this is good.
Because it's not a story.
Yeah.
He's saying it's not a story. We're all going to move on. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He needs to crawl back into his closet or whatever else. So then he goes on to Instagram and... He posts a ton of photos of he with David Pastrnak. And then the caption says, wolves don't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep. So,
honorary member of the Wolf Pack.
So, hilarious. So, you know who loses sleep? People who say that quote.
Yeah.
That is so over the top to me for him to do that. This is a guy, so a multi-millionaire, professional athlete, spent time on Friday night going through his photo roll to look for pictures of he and Pastrnak to prove that everything's fine.
Yep.
That's what happened.
Yeah, he doesn't
lose. He's a wolf in this scenario.
He doesn't lose sleep over it.
No, I'm the sheep.
Yeah.
Definitely. He doesn't lose sleep over it. He spent 5 minutes after a skate talk going on and on and on about it, and then he went through and found all these photos of him. And I never claimed these photos didn't exist. I never claimed you guys... weren't friends. You might even be friends now. It doesn't mean there's not a rift. It happens all the time in sports. I just think the overreaction, the oversell, kind of proves everything out. That's how I sort of view it. But that was like hilarious when I saw that.
I would approach it the same way.
I think he's having a hard time. I think at the skate after practice, he was Mad Marchand, and then when he went to Twitter, he turned into Sad Marchand. So this is what we're dealing with now.
What? Let's give him some credit though, Keith. What was the best line? What was the best dig he got at you? Pound sand, I think, was it.
Pound sand is good.
That's good.
Pound sand is good. I was going to say, I'm still questioning the closet line.
Yeah, go back in your closet.
You might want to have that one back.
I don't want to get anybody canceled.
2 years ago, you might be in some hot water there, Brad.
That's true. It's Trump's America now.
Trump's America's fine.
You're probably fine.
Let it rip.
Yeah, you're good.
Call me what you really want to call me. Go ahead, Brad. Pound sand's good. Bringing pound sand back is good.
I think I was a winner. Like, Billy, you must have liked that. You must have enjoyed
pound sand's awesome.
Yeah, right up Billy's alley.
I like pound sand and take a walk.
You're like, oh, that's got to take a walk. Yeah. How do you come back from that?
Yeah, no, that's
kind of just got to go for a walk.
The ultimate one is grow up.
Grow up.
You don't come back from grow up.
Yeah, you're like, yep, that's it. You're just left with nothing there.
Okay. So what do you guys think about Brad Marchand, his response?
Grow up.
617-779-7937. I already see on the call screen, Keith, and on social media, you got to state your source, Keith.
That's not how any of this works.
That's what journalists do, is give up your source.
So also, a bigger story would be if I said who the source was.
Yes.
Because that's not how any of this works.
No.
Who does that?
Courtney was trying to sniff out your source.
Oh, yeah, Courtney's on my list now. Put her on the pile with the former host here and the former Bruins beat guys.
Wow, she's in that group.
She was just like, this is not true. We got lied to. She even thought Marchand posting these pictures with Pasta was like normal.
She came in and she goes, my friend's mad at me. I go, was this justification for like you believe that Keith is wrong about this? She's like, no, Rich is mad at me. I get why.
I said, not your
you
friend.
I didn't think you guys were friends anymore. You don't believe his report.
Not me.
So Courtney's on the list. Yikes.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. We'll get into all your thoughts on this. Mike Vrabel will be introduced to the media live at noon. We'll get to that as well. You'll hear it here on WEEI.